Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. And some good breaking news for a change on the COVID front. Governor Hochul has just spoken and is expressing a bit of optimism. Dr. Anthony Fauci had said that the peak of this Omicron surge would come on January 9th. And sure enough, Hochul saying today on the 11th of January that the positivity rate was down a few points to 18% yesterday in New York State.
Cases are slowing down. The rate of increase is slowing down, but they're still high. But we are not at the end. But I want to say that this is, to me, a glimmer of hope in a time when we desperately need that.
The governor says the numbers right here in New York City are also beginning to plateau, but she says they are still concerning. And she's reminding everybody that hospitalization numbers usually lag behind case numbers. So while positive tests begin trending down, hospital numbers could still go up for at least a little while longer. AccuWeather meteorologist Matt Benz about how long this cold snap will last.
Yeah, this cold snap around with us today, tonight, but it's a quick mover. It's out of here by tomorrow. That's a good news. Bad news is we still have to deal with it here for today. A real field temperatures right now still below zero here in the city as we progress through today. Yeah, we'll see the sunshine, but it's going to be blustery out there, and that's what's helping to drive down those real fields. We'll see a high of 20 degrees for today, but those real field temperatures into the single digits above zero this afternoon. Maybe the teens if we're lucky, but still pretty cold out there. Dress in layers. Again, the cold snap ends tomorrow. We're up to 39 degrees for the afternoon. Bridget?
That sounds great, but those 39 degrees are not going to help our Glenn Chuck this morning.
Out and about in Midtown early this morning in the bitter chill, but I did stop by my buddy Spiro's coffee cart to find out what I should be drinking on a day like this and caught up with one of his customers as well.
Because it's too cold. It's too cold. Very cold.
Hot coffee and hot sandwiches today.
Is it tea or coffee? Is
this coffee. It's coffee.
No, it's not tea.
It's coffee. No. If there's 100 drinkers, 90 of them are coffee, 10 of them are teas. No.
You can even hold it in your hand. You don't have to drink.
You also need to wake up because this weather puts you on and puts you go to sleep.
Okay. Night-night. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds here at 48th and 6th.
Four firefighters are recovering late this morning after they suffered minor injuries at a fire in a vacant building in Jamaica, Queens. The call came in just before 11 o'clock last night for flames inside an empty residential building on 172nd Street near Hillside Avenue. 60 firefighters worked to put out those flames. No word on the cause. The investigation continues into whether two self-closing doors in that Bronx building malfunctioned, causing the smoke to spread and kill 17 people. Survivors are sharing their stories with our own Sam Liebman.
Investigators determining why an apartment and stairwell door that were supposed to close on their own didn't, sending smoke through the 19-story building and killing 17 people. Yesbeli Fernandez says she also thinks the fire alarm constantly going off contributed to people simply not leaving early enough.
We always think it's something false. But Sunday, it wasn't fall.
She looked out her 15-story window and saw the billowing black smoke below, putting wet towels at the door till firefighters came.
You're okay.
We're lucky that we have downstairs and we open all our bedroom windows. If not, we would have never made it. Our living room was full of black smoke.
She says her boyfriend was treated for smoke inhalation and she wasn't unscathed.
My throat really hurts, like it's burning. It was a lot of smoke irritation.
Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds in Tremont, the Bronx.
There is a candlelight vigil tonight outside the building. Katz's Deli in New York is famous not just for their food, but for some classic movie scenes.
I'll have what she's having.
And now it's becoming famous for its care packages. The kosher-style deli on East Houston is offering a new package made specially for people who have COVID or maybe the flu. The Get Well Soon package can be customized to feed up to four people. And yes, It includes chicken soup, matzo ball soup, and more at Pastrami, and it will cost you another $30.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.